It's Sunday at noon, and Lansing is shrouded in a cool gray mist. In less than 48 hours, the polls will open across the city. Time enough for some last-minute canvassing, if the weather cooperates. Andy Shore is in his campaign headquarters off Saginaw Highway. He consults with his campaign manager, studies an orange highlighted street map on the wall, and gives a television news interview. Campaigning can be stressful, Shore concedes. There's lots of hearsay out there, lots of calls and text messages to wade through. But today, dressed in a navy blue polo with his campaign logo embroidered in white, Andy Shore is going for a walk in a Lansing East Side neighborhood. It's work, to be sure, but therapeutic at the same time.
Knocking doors relieves the stress because knocking doors, I talk to people who want to talk about the city. Not what the opponent did, not what this group says, and not, you know, who's trying to put pressure on. It's real people with real concerns about their lives and this city that we all love.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Andy Shore.
Hi.
I ask Representative Shore what he hears most often on these rounds, and inevitably, two themes arise. You might guess what the first one is.
My road is horrible. It's been cut up since we did the sewer separation almost 30 years ago.
That's East Side resident William Paddock. Roads and sidewalks are a perennial issue in Lansing, but Paddock mentions it only briefly before touching upon the second issue, the working relationships among the mayor and the city council.
Yeah, I'm very pleased by the change in tone and feeling that I have for the direction that we're going. I mean, I've had some appreciation for our current mayor, and he's done some good things, but there's been so much divisiveness, and there's some things that we just need to address collectively, so really happy to have hope about this upcoming future.
We visit a few more houses before Andy Shore and I part ways. Now I'm heading across town to meet up with his political rival. It seems I've also met up with a quick November shower. I spot Judy Brown Clark in a red warm-up jacket as the rain starts slowing. She's canvassing the west side off Oakland Avenue. Brown Clark has served on the Lansing City Council for the past 4 years. In her day job, she's the director of diversity for the National Science Foundation Beacon Project at Michigan State University. As she tours the neighborhood, Brown Clark tells me most people she meets are engaging her with questions.
Which I appreciate because, you know, they could just take the brochure and close the door, but they're actually talking to me about their issues and asking questions and allows me to ask questions of what they want to see and how they want to see it. So that's been extraordinarily rewarding.
It's hit or miss on this Sunday afternoon. Many people are not home. But Laura Lee Rocha is here with her two spirited granddaughters, and she's got a familiar concern.
I'd like to see the roads fixed and the sidewalks, but I would not like to have it on the, the property taxes raised. I don't know how they can manage that, but that's something that concerns me. And I really think the roads really need to be fixed.
Judy Brown Clark also puts roads and sidewalks at the top of her to-do list. And there's something else she'd like to do if elected.
I really want to have a youth forum where everybody comes together to really address our disconnected youth and this spike in crime, because it's affecting both sides, perpetrator and victim, of our young people. And we've got to wrap our arms around our young people and number one, connect them to hope and purpose, and then give them a plan to get there.
Candidate Andy Shore is fine-tuning his agenda, too. He says he's mentally prepared for the transition from state lawmaker to city executive.
This is something that I've been doing for a while. This is dealing with different perspectives and having to decide what's the best thing for your community. It's something that I do in the legislature every day when I cast my one vote, and it's something that I'll do for the city of Lansing every day.
The polling sites open in Lansing tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. The new mayor will take office on Monday, January 1st. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.